Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The West won't contain communism. It'll transcend communism. It will dismiss it as some bizarre chapter in human history whose last pages are even now being written.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Signed the first agreement ever to eliminate an entire class of U.S. and Soviet nuclear weapons. We have made history.
I think if you really want to do a good work as a journalist or a visual journalist or, you know, someone that really want to tell the story of others, you really need to spend time with these others. You cannot just arrive there and, you know, pretend to take a picture of their sufferings or their, you know, life, disaster, refugee camp or whatever, without spending time with these people, without having the possibility to chat, to eat something together. So I think that whole process of knowing each other will also allow you to tell a better story, because you will be able to be, you know, closer in the feeling of this person, or this person will trust you more, and then you will have more like stories to tell, or you will have more access.
This is how Sara Creta, an Italian visual journalist, sees good journalism and the way media professionals need to be telling stories of people around the world through their work. In this third episode of the Visualizing Conflict podcast, we will hear from journalists and professors of journalism about their experiences in documenting conflicts and their perspective of good journalism in this context. All interviews included in this podcast were conducted during a Visualizing Conflict conference at the University of Copenhagen under the title Photojournalism and the Politics of Participation, organized by International Media Support, IMS. According to Sara Creta, sometimes journalists tend to focus on people suffering from afar, without paying much attention to their feelings or their personal stories.
I think in all this way of visualizing conflict, we are putting a lot of attention on this, like, portraying the sufferance, visualizing all these, you know, pictures of violence or picture of spectacularization of sufferance. And for me, this doesn't get the attention of our viewers anymore. So I try to show empathy, or I try to show the simple fact that people, for example, survive the Mediterranean crossing. That's for me an attempt to live. So I try to celebrate this. So I'm looking for their feeling of, you know, happy, or there are feelings of thinking that in the future they can succeed. I try to, you know, really to show that there is this kind of resilience.
Niklas Mirtov, a visual cultural theorist and professor in the Department of Media at New York University, believes that visibility of underrepresented and misrepresented groups in media is important, and we need to develop new methods to tell their stories and to create space for the self-expression and representation.
The whole issue around visibility and appearance is to say there's an encounter between me and you, but it's always an unequal encounter. How do I learn to listen to you? How do I wait for you to speak to me first? How do I become aware of your needs rather than endlessly stressing my own? So one of the affordances that citizen journalism and citizenry gain from the dissemination of information through the internet is the possibility to supply a different understanding that's available to us.
Therefore, how we understand each other's experiences depends to an extent on such visibility. Representation through media is important, for it can help us gain a more nuanced and deeper understanding of our world and each other.
It's about the way that we appear to each other socially, politically, culturally. Some of that comes through sound, some of it comes through vision. All of that's processed by the brain. A friend of mine who is a writer and has does walking as his method, who happens to be African-American, described to us how in New York City he has to be very careful not to stand on a corner because he'll be arrested as a drug dealer, but also not to run because he might be running from them, never to have anything in his hand because the police will assume it's a gun. And then as I'm listening to him, I realize that very often, as much as I think of myself as a person who's aware of issues of race, I'll be late and I'll run for the subway with my phone in my hand to check the time. And I'm realizing that just doing that running, I'm exercising white privilege. Even though I don't want or claim that, I'm doing it. So it really is a very fundamental issue of how do we live our lives in relation to others. It's not simply about the sense of sight.
Sara Creta also emphasizes the need for journalists to pay attention to the humanitarian side of a conflict when taking pictures or videos.
Let's say I'm in the Mediterranean Sea, I'm on a search and rescue ship, there is a search and rescue operation going on, and suddenly people start to fall in the water. I'm not looking for that footage. So I understand that from the point of view of what is happening, that's maybe like the most shocking moment when you will have the person drowning and his hand out. But at that moment, I will think about throwing life jackets. Mm-hmm. So I will decide to, you know, just leave my camera and throw a life jackets. And then when this guy will be coming out of the water or will be, you know, surviving of this drawing experience, then I will spend time with this person and try to understand.
Sara adds that we need to dig deeper into the details when telling people stories, as it is the best way for journalists, especially those covering war zones, to guarantee the accuracy of their stories.
So I think for this like intimate also way of telling the story and to go a bit beyond this, you know, telling the other that's distant, that far, that we cannot even recognize his face or we cannot even know the names like of these people. Sometimes you will see the caption saying a group of women is waiting in line. Yeah, but sorry, I mean, if you are there, if you are on the ground, if you're risking everything to tell the story of these people to others, to your audience or to your public, I think you have also a duty of care for, you know, what you are trying to tell, for the story that you want to say. And this duty of care is about also your subject. Because tomorrow this person can phone you and say, hey, that video, I don't like it.
Covering stories from around the world depends on the messengers that put their lives in danger to live the situations with others and provide us as an audience with as accurate a depiction of reality as possible. This is a huge responsibility for those journalists, but it's also very important that this coverage matches the situation, relaying it with honesty and transparency. You're listening to the third episode of the Visualizing Conflict podcast brought to you by SALT. All interviews included in this podcast were conducted during a Visualizing Conflict conference at the University of Copenhagen under the title Photojournalism and the Politics of Participation, organized by International Media Support, IMS, with funds from Danish Arab Partnership Program and CETA, in addition to the research group Images of Conflict, Conflicting Images at the University of Copenhagen Department of Media, Cognition and Communication. My name is Maisel Alami, and this episode was produced by Rabih Hamamsa, Sabrin Taha, and Doni Hanna, and myself from SALT Podcasts. Stay tuned so we can share more stories with you in our coming episodes of the Visualizing Conflict podcast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.